Part 2 of 2. When is the best time to take flaxseed? Why is breakfast time best? You ask. A lot has been written about which time is really the best. It is worth having a closer look at this. What we do know for certain is that last thing at night is not a good time to take any type of supplement. Supplements by their nature are designed to assist your overall diet, and taking them before going to bed does not give them the best chance of being effective. You could, of course, take your flaxseed at lunchtime or early afternoon, but the problem that I had with that was called work. There were two problems with that, which was remembering to bring it with you and trying to eat lunch at a regular time. I worked out in the field and often I ate out at a cafe, as I am not a fan of packed lunches. On the other hand, I always have breakfast and I always make time for that. My morning routine involves an early morning run, then a shower and shave, and then breakfast. Then, because I am taking the seeds as a supplement, I believe they have the best chance of working if I take them early in the day. In the main, I would say though that any time is a good time as long as you are getting your flaxseed in one form or another. I would just avoid taking it late in the evening. I also believe that if you can take it a regular time each day, your body gets used to that and can absorb it easier. The important thing is to develop this habit and then keep it going. I was watching a program the other evening on the world's best diet, which looked at all of the countries in the world which had the best diet. They based this on how long people lived, the lowest deaths by heart disease and lowest cholesterol levels. The countries that topped the list had high intakes of fish and in particular, omega-3, which was a very interesting observation. For the record, the best countries were Iceland, Italy, Greece, Japan, Nordic countries. If you know about the benefits of omega-3, then you will probably not be surprised by these results. So as you can see, the evidence is certainly building for eating products like vegetables, fruit, seeds, nuts, fish and olive oil. Almost everyone agrees these days that taking this omega-3 is a very good thing to do. There are other methods other than flaxseed oil, such as fish oil, and as long as you are getting in some format, then that is the key thing. Once this becomes part of your daily routine, then you will have it cracked. I personally have also tried to increase the amount of fish that I have in my diet. I noticed when I was on holidays in countries like Italy, that there were always several choices of fish on their menus. Sadly, in many other countries that is not always the case unless you can search out and find specialized fish restaurants. There is no need to overindulge either. I found that simply by adding seeds to my breakfast, I could then just relax knowing that I was getting the right balance of vitamins into my body. The good news was that was also a much cheaper method than buying more expensive capsules. The oil, as we know, has a tendency to expire quickly if not used, and you also have the hassle of keeping it in a dark place and keeping it cool. The seeds are available and you can buy them in bulk, which will always be cheaper, and in my opinion, a more natural method. So to sum up the daily dosage, for me it is just about creating a good habit. Once you can do that, then it becomes a simple part of your daily routine. For more great audios and information on flaxseed oil and other healthy foods, vitamins and minerals, please visit our site at http://flaxseedoilbenefits.com, and thanks for listening.